across the southeast, you are listening to Beat on this Sunday morning, and the conversation seems to have upped recently about friendship and loneliness and how important it is for our health and well-being to have friends around us and community. Well, Cathy O'Connor is writing about the loneliness recession in this month's Irish Country magazine, and she joins me this morning on the Sunday Grill to tell us more. You're very welcome, Cathy.
Thanks so much for having me.
Lovely to talk to you. I wonder what motivated you to write an article on loneliness.
Do you know, Orla, it was something on my mind just from my own perspective, because I think as we get older, there is a real choice that we have to make. And that is, do you expand or do you contract? Because society will naturally make you contract or expects you to contract. And I think, I think friendships are one of those outlets that can really expand your horizons. Mm-hmm. And there's a brilliant psychotherapist that I listened to, Esther Perel, who had said that the quality of our relationships will determine the quality of our lives. Mm-hmm. And it really got me thinking about who is in my life, who do I want to be in my life, and therefore the friendships that I have.
Okay. I'm interested in what you said about society will make you expand or contract. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's just a presumption that as you get older, that everything kind of slows down, that your appetite for life becomes reduced, that people ask you questions like, are you still ... Okay. And so inside all of us, we're a number on the outside, but inside of us we can feel different from that number. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a real conscious decision to be made, as I say, about choosing to live, you know, to live to the max, to expand, to continue to expand as we've always done, rather than presuming that as we get older, that naturally we will want more, we'll want to go out less, we'll mm-hmm. have less of an appetite to be around people, that everything gets smaller and more contracted.
And that's interesting when you think about people who might be in their 20s or 30s or 40s, because in many cases, as you get older in that stage of life, sometimes your friendships can be replaced by this idea of busyness, can't it?
Oh my God, 100%. And that I think is what's interesting about this kind of loneliness paradox, is that it's always portrayed, and very often we get this with older age, is that people are always on their own. That's how it's portrayed. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there, for a lot of young people, there are so many opportunities to be connected, and yet they can feel really disconnected. So in a way, the face of loneliness now can be being surrounded by people, but still feeling like you're on your own and feeling isolated.
Mm-hmm. And being surrounded by people mightn't even be physically because of social media.
100%, because we've never had so many platforms, my God, you know, that you can kind of connect with people. And yet for all, you might have, 5,000 Facebook friends, but when you become sick or so you need someone to walk your dog or get your medicine or whatever, who in your life is going to do that? Do you know, so it's this weird kind of thing, because everything can be delivered to us in terms of food, our groceries, our shopping, anything we need can be delivered to us. So the desire to get out of our comfort zone, to get out of our home, to interact with people needs to be more and more of a conscious effort, because the digital world is so alluring, it's so comforting, it's such a pacifier, mm-hmm. that we need to make an effort to get out and engage with real life and real people.
And what would your advice be in that sense? How would you engage? And we are moving away from pubs and, you know, alcohol being part of how we socialise. So there are more options these days.
There absolutely are. And there's any amount of meetup groups that are available digitally. And I think a really good way, just in terms of starting friendship, is to have a shared interest. Mm. That could be, I like to walk. Running groups are fantastic if you want to go hiking. And if you like crafting, I'm part of a knitter's circle, which I just love. And so if you like, there's book clubs, there's all sorts of ways of connecting with people. And if the face-to-face in terms of, oh, let's have a conversation and start a friendship, is a little bit too intense, what you can do is be part of an activity that you enjoy, and so just very gently you can make these connections and these friendships with people.
And there seems to be, if I'm reading it right, kind of two parts of this loneliness recession. One of it is maybe you know, meeting like-minded people and having a community. But the other side seems to be more quality over quantity. Like you said, having that person if they need you need your dog walked or you need a lift somewhere. That's almost a different level of friendship, isn't it? That might be missing these days.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it's a funny thing because, you know, as I was saying in the article, your friendships are the first relationships yes. that you choose. Mm. Your family are there for better, for worse, you know, your neighbours for better, for worse. But from a young age, these are the first people that you choose. And in a strange way, because they're not marked by anniversaries, there's no, this is when we got married, this is, you know, we don't have those kind of markers going around. Very often, they can be the relationships that are not on the top of the pyramid. Mm-hmm. So there's other excuses like, oh, I'm so busy or work is busy. And so sometimes these people who have borne witness to your life, who have been there for you in the good times and the bad, very often they are the ones that can kind of get pushed down the totem pole and not, you know, and not be kind of recognized for the value you have. And the challenge with that, Orla, is that because we're so encouraged to be nuclear in terms of nuclear families, so we seek relationships where we've got a man or woman or whoever it is, and this person's going to be our all. So they are everything to us in a way that at another time, a village would have presented all of that. That we become so nuclear in terms of what that unit is, which is fine when the times are good, but when the shit hits the fan, then like then is when you reach for the friends. And if you haven't valued them, if you haven't cultivated friendships, then that's when these crises, these difficulties, these challenges that we face in life can become all the more potent because we don't have those people around us. So it's really good to cultivate friendships and friendships with different kinds of people where it's not a mono experience of life.
Yes, that's such good advice and ones that I think no matter what age we are, we can really resonate with. But it also has an effect on your public health, you found from researching this as well, didn't it? That it actually has an effect on our health, this loneliness recession.
Hugely. And, you know, they did studies on this. And one of the key factors just in terms of well-being, in terms of longevity, is this connection to community of whatever sort. And I think they looked at, I'm not talking about this particular study, but I remember seeing a program on blue zones and on longevity and what makes people kind of, live well. And obviously exercise, nutrition, sleep, all of these things, having sense of purpose were very important, but just as important was this sense of being part of a community. And I think one of the challenges with this digital experience, which is where for a lot of people, they don't have conversations with people because everything's on text, everything's on message, is that it's about those micro connections that we can create. So when you're going to your supermarket, when you're in a shop, when you're in a park walking your dog, it's to acknowledge people, just to say hello. Talk about the nonsense of the weather. It doesn't matter what you're talking about, but to make these what they call micro connections with people. And this means that you see a person sees you. And so it can be a real kind of boost for ourselves in this very small but really dynamic way when we make the effort just to acknowledge there's someone standing in front of us. Why not say hello and talk some nonsense about the weather or whatever it is?
And we're good at that as Irish people. Yeah, exactly. We are good at that.
We really are. Mm. Yeah, and so it engenders this sense of community so that when you're going into your shop, you recognise them recognise you. And there's a sense of belonging. Because for too many people, there isn't that sense of belonging. And there's a kind of a sense of growing isolation, even though we're connected, we're connected digitally. And the other challenge with it all as well, in terms of that digital connection, which is wonderful in so many ways, but it can also be a pacifier. So with the digital experience, we're not going to have any awkward conversations. We're not going to have any tense moments. We're not going to have any pushback on anything we say. And therefore, that all of those moments that can be a bit of a challenge are really good for our self-awareness. Mm-hmm. They're good for our resilience. They're good for us. But if we are unused to them, if they're not familiar to us, then that becomes a little bit more of a challenge. And so we further step away from engagement with real people and real life. And for the love of God, that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
It's about living life, living life, not being permanently in a comfort zone where anything outside the comfort zone becomes intolerable to
you. Exactly. So time to break the seal. Kind of, you know, even joining groups can be quite intimidating, but you're intimidated once and then it gets easier and easier. But also you can get more information and advice in Cathy's article for Irish Country Magazine this month. It's the one with Claire Byrne on the cover of it. And Cathy is writing about what's called the loneliness recession, but also the fact that how important it is to have community and friendship behind you. Cathy, thank you so much. That was so interesting.
Delighted. Thank you so much for having me on.